Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
There we are. We're on.
What?
We're on.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, we're on.
Is this a show?
Are we doing introductions?
I'm Josh.
No. I'm Ryan.
Stupid introductions.
Roach, Jeff sucks.
Is everybody's phone on silent?
The Jeff's podcast not. Is starting out like... a normal podcast. Everybody's on their phone.
Not everybody. Somebody shuts theirs off.
I couldn't get it set up fast enough to listen to Grumpy Old Man and Roach try to do simple math.
Oh my lord, that was hysterical.
He's too stupid to do math.
He was accusing Grumpy Old Man of stealing 50 cents from him.
I didn't even look at it.
In reality, he got the extra.
He got that the sounds extra 50 right, cents, but... just like the extra chicken wing. Yep. He gets the extra 50 cents.
The Roaches doesn't? Of course I get that. Why would I not get the extra wing?
I don't know.
I'm just checking Twitter over here, so don't expect me to add anything of value.
Okay. We usually don't.
So what do we do? We're not going to do a draft night?
I haven't heard back from Rick, so I'm saying no.
Let's just go get food.
Hold on. Why does he have to agree to a draft night? If the Steelers decided they wanted to sit out the draft, the other 31 teams would still show up.
Well, we're going to probably just go get the movies. I think that's easier anyway.
I have mentioned it a few times. That
I still don't think we should just go get the movies. I think that's wrong.
Why would you think that's wrong?
Well, how about last year we couldn't watch several of them because they didn't do it right?
Well, we'll just check it this year.
How about the fact that...
How are you going to check it?
When you get them, you open them up and look and make sure they have the things off of it.
And then,
we could do that.
And then how about the fact that we're going to eventually have to stop doing that?
Well, I realize.
Yeah, then when we have to, we will.
All right, okay.
Idiot.
You guys
My question
idiots.
Is, what would we do if we had to go back to one of those cabins in the mountains?
Yeah, where you don't have internet.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't know what we'd do. We'd be screwed.
You'd have to buy movies from that $3 bin at Walmart.
Oh, they had the red box up there.
Oh,
yeah. But those are going away left and right.
Yeah, well, maybe up there in the where they have places like that where they have bad reception.
We can go to Screaming Eagles and pick out movies.
Well, I just saw something on TV about some new thing that if you don't get internet reception at your house or whatever, there's some new thing that says you... I don't know.
Man, you really got the details on that.
I was hoping one of you guys
you
had
gotta
heard
work
about
on your
it.
Elevator pitch.
Hey, you guys know that one thing that with that thing the
I don't know what it
I
is,
have an app idea if you don't have internet. Yeah. You can, you know.
Is there a,
you
is
take
there
it
some
there.
New thing out there? I just saw a commercial.
You told us there was a new thing.
There is.
Don't ask us if there's a new thing. You just told us.
Well, apparently I was the only one that saw the commercial.
If we could come up with it, we would have come up with it for ourselves.
Well, somebody came up with something. I think it's got to be some scam or something, but it claims that it'll give you internet connection, and if in the commercial says that no cable company doesn't come down your street, can't get the internet.
Oh, isn't it? No,
we got
it's that
the solution for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's for like rural people.
Yeah,
yeah, it's satellite based.
No, it wasn't satellite based.
Oh,
so what is it? Yeah,
but I don't know.
What does it do? Just wave a magic wand? And
you know what it is? It's some guy comes to your house and puts a piece of paper over your computer screen that says Google.
Yeah. Listen, a-holes, I was hoping you guys
It would have to be cell reception then.
Where does the signal come from?
It can't be no satellite, no cable, no cell.
Obviously, there is something.
No, you know what it is? I got it. They give you a phone, just a phone. And then they say, if you need to Google something, call this. Roach will answer. And you go, hey, tell me who is in this movie. And Roach goes, 1 second. And he goes and types it up, and then he just tells you over the phone.
Look, I'm going to find it, and then all you guys are going to have to apologize to
There them. Was talk at one time that the electric companies were going to send cable right. and internet through the power lines. And that, everybody's got electric.
Yeah.
So everybody would have access to it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Why didn't they do it?
I think there's issues with harmonics and all kinds of crap that electricity puts off.
Hmm. Well, couldn't they just run a different wire?
Well, yeah, but that'd be a little expensive.
Well, yeah, it'd be expensive to change the wires they got now.
Well, no, they were going to run it through the wires that they have
with the
now.
Power.
Oh.
Hmm.
But there's probably a lot of noise issues. And
yeah, well, that was it. There was, like, all the crap that electricity puts off, the electromagnetic fields and...
Hey, did we tell you guys Roach and I invented two apps this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ryan, yeah. I think you'll be interested.
Tell us.
So the first one is this thing. You can open it up. We don't know what we're going to call it yet. It's still in beta testing. But you open it up, you click on the app, and then it'll tell you what the weather's going to be like ahead of time. So you know, like, oh, man, am I going to have to dig my car out of snow? You look and you go, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of snow coming. And then the other one is, so you'll open up this other. It's a different app.
Yeah.
You open it up. Maybe what, 99 cents?
Yeah.
This one's pretty easy. Single function.
Single.
So you say, I got to be somewhere at a certain time, right? And then you go and you put in a time and your phone will make a loud noise.
Yeah,
at
I'm
that
calling
time.
It the alarm.
We're not settled on that name, but it's
in the beta form.
That's a novel concept.
Roach and I are just planning on what we're going to do after this podcast dies. And we're going to go into the app world.
Oh, okay. You're both developers, so I'm sure that's going to work out well for
you. Did you find it, idiot? I'm looking.
Yes, that's a no.
You know, the super wealthy have these, they can...
Roach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Clooney Roach over there. What's it? He's got another new shirt on? Is that a new shirt?
I've had this sweater for years.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Just so those of you who can't see, because Stubb hasn't started our YouTube channel yet... looks like Roach has got some new piercings. He's really He's really looking good over there.
I don't have any piercings.
He's got a leather jacket on.
No, I don't.
The super wealthy can get this box where they can order movies to the box, but ones that are still in theater, ones that haven't even been released in theater yet, but it costs them like thousands and thousands of dollars to get the box and then get each movie too.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
You can get movies that haven't been released yet?
Yes.
Wow.
But it costs a fortune, and so that they can watch them in their home theaters.
Why would you want to do that? Isn't it nice to just anticipate it?
I do. I will say that's the one thing I could get down with that whole, like the you know, the stuff that wealthy people put in their homes. I could get on board with a home theater.
Oh,
the big comfy recliner seats.
If I had money, I would definitely have a home theater.
Or what I would call it, my living room. It would just be a big home theater.
You got to have a room that's got no windows, just a massive projector.
Yeah, I'm with you. My living room. Perfect. What do you need windows for? I wonder what's going on outside.
Yeah, I don't care if I ever know what's going on outside.
Speaking of a movie theater... All right, I got a question I wanted to settle. When you go to the movie theater and you're sitting in your seat and there's an armrest on the left, there's an armrest on the right.
Yeah.
Which one is yours?
That's a good question.
Like I explained to my kids, I'm the oldest, I get both.
So, you can't say that to a stranger you're sitting next to.
Well, I'm sitting next to
pull out your license and show me your age.
I think the way that it's situated is the... the cup holder thing is on the right, so I would say that you own the right.
On both sides.
It's got to be
on both sides.
Yeah, because if you have five people going to the movies by themselves and each person gets a soda,
it's called at first
rules.
That's
a good question. I don't know.
No, you sit down, you put your arm there first. It's yours. Don't take your arm away. First come, first serve.
But then if the person to your left and right got there before you and they both took your armrest, then you get no armrest.
But I guess what I'm thinking is there a cup holder on the farthest armrest to the left on the aisle?
Listen,
I think they start.
This is why going to the movies sucks.
On the right one.
So, I don't go. I'm not going. It sucks.
How have you ever sat?
Why do I
want to
navigate? Oh crap! Mm. Who do I get this arm seat or?
Yeah, but they're all going away from that anyway. That's gonna be.
Then you got to sit in some chair that I think probably somebody's gotten it down on in that chair. They made a baby in that chair.
Oh, with those recliner seats.
Those recliner chairs. Somebody.
I want to watch.
You're
the
welcome.
Usher.
Yeah.
I want to watch the usher use a Lysol wipe on.
Yeah.
Those.
Yeah. I got to sit down after somebody just can.
I don't think I'm ever going to a movie again.
Yeah.
I don't mind going to the movies.
There's nothing that comes out anymore either that you're like, oh, I got. Uh-huh. I can't wait to see this movie.
Every Star Wars movie I go
Brahma
opening
tried
night.
To get me to go see the Queen one.
Queen?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Bohemian
Rhapsody?
Yeah, oh. Not doing it.
That's a tough one to go to, too.
I'll wait till it comes out.
A lot of motorheads and.
What?
You get a lot of
motorheads.
You get a lot of guys that are
no,
bands.
No. That's the band with
loud.
That's the band with Lemmy.
People be drinking.
A lot of mechanics are coming to this.
It'd be like going to the Doors movie when it came out.
I don't think Queen's gonna.
Queen's not quite the Doors.
Getting that kind of.
I'm just
the Doors aren't Motorhead either.
No.
Motorhead is Motorhead. That's the band with Lemmy. Lemmy's
well,
now
Lemmy's
deceased.
Lemmy's dead, but
R.I.P.
I actually like Motorhead.
Motorhead's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Yeah. But anyways, I don't want to navigate this whole theater thing. I got to go there and it's the floor is always sticky. And
oh, where are you going to the ghetto?
Why go there?
Yeah.
Why go there?
I just
I think I like seeing like a good action movie can be better to see in theaters, I think.
No.
If it's slow, I don't want to see it in theaters. A horror movie, I think, is more fun to see in a theater.
No.
I go to every opening Star Wars movie.
Star Wars is fun to see.
You know why
in a
Roach wants to go to the theater? Because it's in HD.
He's never seen such high quality. Yeah.
For Roach, there's no question it makes sense because he's still living in the 1980s at his house.
Yeah.
But
I like the theater.
But yeah, of course you do because you can't believe the picture could be that good.
Yeah,
it's
man,
that good.
But then when
Han Solo's a lot less fuzzy in this one.
Yeah, but with the technology today, why do you need to go to the theater anymore?
You don't.
No.
It's nice to go.
And you go to the theater and you go, I'll get some popcorn and stuff. It's $10 for a little bag of popcorn there. What's the sense?
You can, especially now the prices of big screens are coming down.
I went the other day to Best Buy, and it was anything 55 or below, they're practically giving those TVs.
Yeah.
Away.
But even the 65, 70-inch TVs now, you can get them
for $100,000. They're definitely cheaper, but 55 is still a pretty good-sized TV, and you could get that for $250, $300.
I'm wondering if a curved TV would be better in my spot down there.
No.
I don't know. I haven't been sold on the curved.
No, everything TV. I read says that it's a gimmick, but in how my room's set up, I'm wondering if it would be helpful for the ones that sit on that far end.
See, I don't even think the view from that couch is that bad.
Why don't you get one and let's test it out?
Yeah, might as well try it, see what happens.
Where am I going to put my 65?
Put it on the studio wall here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, then when we're filming for the YouTube channel, we could show videos of when somebody's pooping in the aisle at the grocery store. We could just pull it right up
there.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
You could give it to me.
For what? Have another standard definition TV in your house?
Hey, I'll take it.
We can roll tape.
How can somebody watch standard definition?
I never understand it.
I don't watch much TV anymore.
I just don't
get it. If I were you, I'd rather just hook up one of those outdoor antennas to it now. And at least you get your...
What does he want to watch more than anything?
Football.
What is one of the things that looks best in HD?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he probably gets that in HD because that's broadcast in local channels.
Yeah, so.
The sporting.
Do you get cable?
We'll get satellite.
Oh, that's right. Satellite.
Yeah, but if he hasn't upgraded his satellite box, does it still come through
all
HD?
The local channels come through
HD.
As HD.
They do come through as HD.
But every other one does it. None of the other ones do.
I don't watch that much TV anymore.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if you watch it for 1 minute a week.
So
all you have to do is ask for another box. It's free.
So if the Steelers are on Monday Night Football, you watch it in standard definition.
No, it's Monday Night Football is in HD too.
On ESPN?
No.
Yeah. No, you'll get ESPN. You won't get that in.
Sunday Night Football's on two.
Maybe that's it. Sunday
but night. Monday Night Football's on ESPN.
All right, we're back. We're back. Yeah, we're back. Dummy. We're back on the air.
Stupid.
Josh, you another lost error. Them during the break. They started worrying about
look at
vacation
one.
Plans.
Deadwood. That looks beautiful.
Okay, you got a question for us?
That's right up your alley.
There's a Best Western.
What?
There.
A question?
Yeah. America's
question.
Best.
Yeah, I got a question.
Wait, is Deadwood a themed hotel based on the HBO show?
There's a Days Inn.
Yeah, he's stupid. Why do you listen to him?
Well, I'm not the one that said it.
You were the one that said it.
It was him.
You said, I don't think there's any motels at all.
The recording.
All right, here
we
go.
I was the one that said.
I lost the recording. We were off the air. Here we go. You wake up tomorrow morning and the whole world is full of clones of you. What do you do?
Celebrate.
Clones of me?
No, everyone.
Do they do what I say?
Everyone. Nope. Everyone in the world is just a clone of you.
About time the world got smart. That's what I say.
Well, it'd be a nicer looking place.
Wait, hold on. Every single person, 7 billion people.
So Wonder Woman looks like you.
She yeah. still got her body, though?
No, she looks no, like you.
Do you look like Wonder Woman?
No, I'm just asking. Does she just have my head? Or?
There's not a freaking speck of you that looks like Wonder Woman.
That's why I'm trying to get clarification. Is it just my head?
No, it's the whole you. It's you.
That's a bummer.
How does the world keep
populating
then?
I don't know.
You let it die. You let it go.
It comes to an end.
Well, I invest heavily into dinosaurs. And
I'm looking at the Bad Lads Inn.
Buy stock in Mountain Dew.
Jeff's still on his trip. This is over.
I
this
hate
this podcast
him.
Is done.
And isn't this like 2 years from now?
No,
it's
this summer.
It's summer.
Summer.
Only
if he had all day with nothing to do to look up stuff and take notes.
It says we're all sold out right now.
I wish I was going. How can it be sold out now?
I'm just telling you. That's what it said. We have no rooms available for the selected date, Sunday, January 7th to Monday, January 28th.
You're out.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm pretty upset that everybody looks like me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's do this. Everyone looks like you. We'll go Roach's idea. Everyone looks like you from the shoulders up. Everyone has your head. They all keep their bodies, but they have your head.
I just close my eyes on Wonder Woman.
I think that's worse.
Oh, God,
that's not worse.
Could you imagine walking up behind somebody and going, man, look at her. And then they turn around and it's Roach's head.
Well, it would be your head,
terrifying.
Too, you moron.
Yeah, okay, terrifying.
You know what I would do? I would stay on my knees. I would never look anything
look
but level. I'd look total straight ahead.
You know what it is? It's like that Bird Box movie. You just blindfold yourself.
Yeah, but then you can't see your body.
Well, you know what? When you know you're down
you're
below the
it.
Head, you just kind of peek a little
no,
bit.
No, you blindfold her. You cover her head up.
Put a paper bag
you
over
can still
it.
See your body, and yeah. you know.
Maybe
that's
you
not
know
a bad
what?
Idea.
Is there a Wonder Woman mask you could throw over the top of her?
You can do something.
Why? How would they create a Wonder Woman mask in a world where it's
everybody
looks,
like looks
the same? So all the masks would look like Roach.
Hey, what are you dressing up as for Halloween this year? I'm Roach again.
I'm going to go as Roach.
Weren't you Roach last year? Yeah, we all were.
Yeah, you might have to throw a bag over it, but.
Yeah, that would be better than the first choice.
Wait. Does Wonder Woman sound like Roach and everything too? Like the head is
no.
Roach.
Everything stays the same except for their head.
Oh, so they sound.
Sound the same.
A timeout. So at this Best Western in Wall, $125 a night.
Yeah, that's good.
So who cares?
Why don't
that's
you?
That's January too, right?
No, that's September when we're going.
Oh, that's great.
Why don't you reach out to them and see if they want to promote the show and give you a free night?
Wait, I think it makes a difference.
Something tells me they don't need promotion.
It makes a difference. If it sounds like Wonder Woman and I could just put a bag over it,
yep.
I'm in then. That's that's okay.
This episode's going to get us into so much trouble.
But if because we don't want to see ourselves?
If that sounds like Roach or myself, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, then you can't, no talking.
See, that was going to be my next question is everybody in the world looks exactly the same as they always have, they have your voice. Everyone in the world sounds just like you. No,
that's okay, because, yeah, you're laying down with Wonder Woman, and you're just going, shh, honey, shh, it's okay.
The worst scenario is you wake up, and everyone in the world is Roach.
In my head, that's how I'm envisioning this.
In the world of Roaches.
Like, I'm still me. But the rest of the world is Roach.
You know what I'm doing? I'm scrambling to try to get as much food as I can. Because sooner or later, I'm going to starve.
I could rob bank. It was that guy.
I don't know. But look at Roach, though, lately. I could get down in a world where everybody looked like Roach.
We're going to have to go to break. All right, we'll be back.
How'd we finish that before? Everyone's
very unhappy, like, except for Ryan.
I was getting a little turned on by roaches everywhere.
Yeah, Ryan's getting some tinglings over here, I think.
I'd be bringing home as many roaches as possible.
Yeah. They'd be easy to lure to your house. Throw some Mountain Dews on the porch and
leave a trail of M&Ms.
Yeah.
Just fishing for roach.
Leave the porch light on with a couple of dews out there and you're good to go.
Yeah, I'd stand out on the porch. It'd be like a dinner bell. I'd just crack a Mountain Dew and he'd hear it and they'd all come running.
My kid got a Mountain Dew from Grandma's house. Took it home. It's been sitting in the roof. I think he's torturing me right now. He doesn't care about it like I did.
Right.
So it just sits in the refrigerator. Like he hasn't touched it. It's just been sitting there. And every day I get up, I get my bowl of cereal and I open it. And there's that yellow goodness just looking at me right in the face.
It bothers you that much, huh?
Yeah, I would love to have a Mountain Dew.
You know what you need? More Virgils.
I wish Virgils would come out with a Mountain Dew flavored Virgils.
Maybe. Let's talk to them.
We already talked about this.
We did?
Yes.
Well, they need
probably last week.
They
probably
need
the last 4 weeks.
They have their lemon lime, which is good, but it's not Mountain Dew.
No, it's like a 7-Up.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they want to say, that.
What? That it's not Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Well, it's not. Well, I don't think it's meant to be.
Just like their root beer. Their root beer isn't grape.
Lemon lime. Right,
exactly.
That root beer,
the lemon lime's good.
The reason you like frickin' Virgil's is because of the zero calories.
Exactly.
Can I talk about how much I like that root beer, though?
No. Here we go.
That's good root beer.
Would you rather have to go, or would you rather for a month, go without the internet or a car?
I think we did this one, too.
Oh, it's obvious, the internet.
I'd rather go without the car.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, me too.
Forget the car.
Yeah,
no. Where are you going?
You know what you can do with the car or with the internet? Call a Lyft.
You know what? It's an excuse to stay home, too. I don't want to go anywhere. I'd rather just stay home.
I don't care. I'd rather not have the internet.
Yeah,
because there's one place that you don't have to go anymore.
How are you going to work?
It's easy for.
That's why the guy to your left doesn't care.
Sorry,
anymore.
I don't have a car. I can't go to work.
You don't get paid either. That's how it works.
Well, some places you don't. Some places you might.
Well, if your excuse is I don't have a car, I think there might be some kickback from that.
I do have sick time.
I'm just saying. Still, you have sick time, but you call up and you got real sickness. Saying, they say, no problem. You call and say, I don't have a car.
I'm saying, I think understanding Roach's situation, he probably could survive without the internet. I don't think Grumpy Old Man could do it.
Why?
No Amazon TV, boxes.
No,
there's
no Amazon Prime.
Yeah, there's no Amazon Prime.
What does the TV got to do with the internet?
Yeah, exactly.
It all runs through the internet.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
TV, just so you know, TV was here long before the internet.
Yeah, and now it all runs through the internet.
It comes right through my cable like it did 40 years ago.
I mean, no Netflix or
you
Amazon.
You don't do Netflix or...
Amazon Prime.
I don't care about Netflix. If I don't have Netflix, I'll watch TV.
You don't get any little.
I got 200 channels down there.
At your door for a month.
Well, you know, if he didn't have a vehicle, he couldn't go get coffee.
I would go to the stores. I kill time.
You can make coffee.
Yeah. Have you met him?
I have met him. That's why I think he'd have a harder time with us. No,
I'd have a hard time without my car.
No internet than he would TV.
Yeah, I just pull out the little...
And besides that, all he'd do is he'd call us every day. Hey, stop. Can you take me down to Tim Hortons or to Dunkin' Donuts so I could get a coffee?
It would be a lot nice talking to him on the phone because when he needs something, he's nice.
Yeah, well, that's true. Remember when he was on the diet?
The last time I needed something, you wouldn't freaking help me.
Roach, you remember that, though?
Oh, that was the best time.
That was the time I liked him the most in my whole life.
I'm telling you.
I'm on a diet now.
There was a time where he was on a diet where he must have allowed himself
one
cheat day. So every week he'd be like, oh, we got to make a Home Depot run or something. And we're like, okay. And he was like...
Oh, you'd pull in and he'd be coming out the
door.
He
came out. It was like, Christmas Day. And he was like, so happy to see you.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Jump in.
You know what would be like Christmas Day for me right now? If you fell down the frickin' stairs and broke your neck.
It was awesome.
Those were good days. Now, if we could convince him to go with us, because there's many times where he's like, I don't know.
It's like, oh.
Then if you convince him, he's like, all right, are we done now? Can we go home now?
You want to know why? Because he doesn't need it anymore because he uses the internet to order anything that he wants.
Well, food and packages. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
We didn't go to the Home Depot run for the Home Depot.
No, we weren't going for Home Depot stuff. It was just an excuse.
Yeah, to go get something to eat.
It was about the food. It always is.
That was a great time to be his friend. It was short-lived, but...
Speaking of, should we talk about Stubbs' dinner plans? He makes plans to go to dinner with Grandma and Grandpa and my mother.
Right now, my wife and my took my daughter back to college, so it's just me and my son. So, of course, I'm not cooking anything. If I can, they're not home, I'm just going out to eat. So
you should have just ordered something.
Well, I thought it'd be nice to spend some time with my mom.
Why would
and dad
you think that?
And,
yeah, that's a mistake.
And my sister. So I said, hey, let's go. I want to go out to eat. I give up the options. It's diners. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, that's what happens when you ask them.
I told
to
you
out to dinner.
It's got to be under $10.
Yeah, no, it's just. So I don't know.
And they'll go to any diner you want to go to, but it's got to be a diner.
I was hoping, you know, I like to. It doesn't have to be real expensive, but I'd like a nice salad to come out with my meal and.
Yeah, our choices are always better.
Both of those places, they gave you the option for half salads.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
The salads come out. It's just
half a head of iceberg lettuce.
It's a half a head of iceberg lettuce.
No, they go to the other restaurants nearby and go, hey, you got any salad leavings? We'll put them in a bowl.
One slice of cucumber.
Yeah, there'll be one brown cucumber.
Yeah, but it's just like a half a cucumber cut in half and half of it's tossed onto the salad.
There's nothing that... pisses me off more than when you get a salad and they give you half of a cherry tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that?
That'll be there.
And then, like, one little ring, not even, like a good slice of onion. They just give you one little, like, half circle of onion.
Yeah.
I like the cherry tomatoes cut in half anyway, though.
Well, yeah, if I have cherry tomatoes, I didn't even give you cherry tomato.
You got one.
I don't like when they pop in.
You got a half a cherry tomato.
I got a cherry tomato, and then that's it.
I don't like the pop in my mouth when you chew those things.
I'm surprised you don't.
Oh, that's real. This is a family show, Roach.
What? I'm just saying. I'm surprised.
Yeah, don't you remember there's 2 minutes every episode that's the family portion?
What kind of tomato comes on a Tommy
toast? Yeah. sliced, right?
Is that a big? Yeah. That's a big tomato.
Yeah, from the garden.
Sliced. Yeah, when I went to Russell's, that's what they did. When I asked for the Tommy Toast, they sliced it and sent it out like that.
You said the cherry tomatoes not cut, please.
You should go to Alex's. That's where you should go.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. With the people I'm going, there's no way unless I'm buying Alex's.
I love
the
ribs.
We're not going to Alex's.
Yeah, the ribs are real good.
Man,
their soup there is really good ribs. Too. Their French onion soup is some of the best.
I was watching. Has anybody seen Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
I was.
So good.
It's these guys that they try to. They put like an earpiece in one of the guy's head.
It's poor ears. Friends.
Oh, yeah.
They send him out and they try to get him to do stupid things.
Stubbs giving it the thumbs down.
I'm lukewarm.
I want to see.
And I can watch one or two.
I want to see us do that with Roach when he's ordering the Tommy Toast.
Now, see, that makes sense, though. That would be funny because I think the problem I have with that Impractical Jokers is sometimes I think it's staged. Like, I feel like. Sometimes I watch them and I think, it's a little too.
I think a lot of reality shows.
Yeah. Oh, stage. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But
I'd like to see Roach do with a straight face, serious as could be. Say, me and my daughter would like give us two orders of the Tommy Toast.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You know what I'd like to see Roach do that they do on that show is they go up to people in supermarkets and they just pick stuff up out of their carts. That they put in there. They go, those look good, and they just take them and walk away. I'd like to see Roach do that.
So go up to some other cart?
Yeah, you just go up to somebody who's walking through and go, these cookies look good, and then you just put them in your cart and walk away.
Grapes and just take them. Just grab that person.
What if we go to a little diner a ways away? Place you'll never go again, people you'll never see again.
Probably
you wouldn't try to order the Tommy Toast.
No.
Why?
You don't order stuff that's not on the menu.
No, actually, a lot of places have a lot of stuff you can order that's not on the menu.
McDonald's has a secret menu.
Yeah.
And I never do it.
Hey, here's a question on McDonald's.
Oh, boy.
They
don't have Tommy Toast.
Oh, yeah.
If that's what you're
thinking. Did they get rid of the quarter pounder without cheese? Or do you have to specifically say, I don't want cheese on it now?
Why would you not want the cheese?
200 calories.
I think it's just a quarter pounder with cheese now.
That's what I'm saying. It used to be you could get a quarter pounder or a quarter pounder with cheese.
They probably looked at sales and said, we had three people this year order the regular quarter pounder, so we're just going to remove that from the menu.
Why did they change it, though?
I don't know.
They change stuff at these places all the time.
They've updated all their menu systems. You drive through now, and it's all computerized and...
Speaking of updates, has anybody been to the Walmart in Batavia? They're moving everything around in the entire store.
Oof.
Like whole aisles are gone. There's just a big open space in the middle of the store.
Yeah, Bromwood said that there was people bitching about it.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Well, and they moved all the groceries around. I used to know what aisles stuff was down. We were walking down through trying to find everything. Everything was changed.
Somewhere said we can increase sales if we change the store like this.
Man. Oh, yeah. And Tops did it, too.
Probably will.
Just recently, they moved stuff around there.
I don't doubt that it will.
And there's a whole science behind grocery market aisles.
Damn, look at that quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, but I've never seen
a burger come out of McDonald's that looked like that.
That thing looks freaking awesome.
Did you look up a quarter pounder? Just a quarter pounder?
Yes.
Does it come up?
Yep.
That's
not on their menu.
Maybe it's a secret menu.
To get the picture that Stubbs just showed us, you have to order a quarter pounder with cheese and also, please, just for a minute, give a shit. Just try for a minute.
Roach, you ever order a McGangbang?
No. No.
Josh, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but I think we're going to have to cancel the show.
It's a double cheeseburger. And a crispy chicken sandwich, and you take one half of the bun off of each, and you put them together.
Look, I'm Wikipedian quarter pounder right now.
I don't know if that can be the title for this show. I just want to let you know ahead of time.
That's not. I didn't invent that. That's not my.
Can you actually go there and order that?
Some of them will. If you find.
Yeah, but that is a risk. That's such a risk to go up to a drive-thru window and say, I would like that menu item.
Or to the counter.
You gotta
look someone dead in the eyes and say those words, and then they go, what the hell are you talking about?
If you get someone younger at the counter, guarantee you they know what it is.
Or you're going to jail. One or the other.
Either you get a good sandwich or you spend 5 years in prison.
Hey,
you
know? There's nothing illegal about gangbangs.
Yeah, well, it really isn't illegal.
There might be something illegal about a 31-year-old man saying something to a 17-year-old girl.
Well, yeah, but that's anything you would say to a 17-year-old girl.
No, if he just said, hey, I'd like a double cheeseburger.
There's also like an air, land, and sea, which is a fillet of fish, a burger patty, and a crispy chicken all on the same.
Yeah, you could just also say, I'd like to shit my pants for a week. Just throw together something for that.
I like the fillet of fish.
I ordered the quarter pounder, and I got a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, the way it shows, when I Googled the quarter pounder, it came up with cheese.
Yeah.
So you have to ask for it without cheese?
So you have to say quarter pounder no without
cheese. Because I don't care about the cheese. Never have.
I like cheese.
That's a mistake.
I don't mind if it's on there, but like most sandwiches, I'll say no cheese. Subs, no cheese.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
No cheese on a sub? Crazy.
Yeah. Roach, you know no what? Cheese on a sub.
With hamburgers without cheese, too?
What?
Do you anytime?
Generally, I'll get a burger with cheese, but I don't care either way.
You should hear when he calls. Yeah. When he calls to order places, it's like half the time they double check with him. Wow. So you want a sandwich with no cheese?
You definitely want no cheese.
You're getting sandwich, no cheese.
No cheese. Turkey subs, no cheese.
Oh my god, that's
you might turkey not be clubs, American.
No cheese.
Wow.
He could be a Russian spy.
The turkey club is the one they always check with him on.
Well, yeah.
They go, wait, hold on, just you want a turkey club? No, but no cheese. And he goes, yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's some lactose intolerant guy.
You know what? If I was
he's an alien pretending to be a human.
Or a commie.
or a Soviet.
If I was making his cheeseless nonsense and he didn't explicitly state, like, I'm lactose intolerant, I'm messing with his food.
You're throwing next time, some special sauce on there.
Next time we order subs, just have him put your cheese on mine.
I never order.
And that way, Roach doesn't have to pay for extra cheese.
I don't. If it comes with it, it ain't a big deal. But I never order it.
I'm a cheese lover.
What about me too?
What about a cheese sub?
I like cheese too, but I don't like it on sandwiches. Sometimes it overpowers the sandwich.
Ham sandwich to me, it's a ham sandwich is ham and Swiss cheese.
It's Swiss. I like provolone.
Provolone on a turkey sub. That's what I like, but.
Ham I go
sub,
back and
I
forth.
Want Swiss cheese.
Ham, sometimes
what about a grilled
Swiss,
cheese?
Sometimes provolone.
No.
It's just like two pieces of bread.
I like grilled cheese.
Can I have a grilled cheese without the cheese, please?
What do you put on there? Just American?
Well, yeah.
Because I'll do Swiss, provolone, and American all on one.
Yes. I just, I just made
do it.
I just,
what do you call that? Provolone toast?
I call it the
Provi cheese.
I just got the ingredients for grilled cheese and went over to my sister's house. And she looked at me like I was the craziest person in the world because I brought over cheddar, provolone, and mozzarella for my grilled cheese.
Sliced already?
Yeah.
How do you do this?
Yeah.
That's perfectly normal.
Sliced.
How do you do it? Tell me how you make it.
You got to put the soft cheese in the middle because it melts faster. And you put the...
What soft cheese?
American will melt the fastest, but you put the provolone...
The mozzarella?
The mozzarella will melt faster.
The other trick, you take a pan lid, put it over the grilled cheese. That's what they do at McDonald's.
Yeah, after you get toasted.
You do it in a fry. You fry it.
Frying pan. How do you do it?
I do it in the toaster oven.
What?
You do an open face then?
They come out way better than...
Do you do an open face?
No. Butter both sides, one side of my toast, cheese on the other.
Yeah.
And then butter the other side, put it just together as a sandwich. Put it in the oven, toaster oven.
The hell?
A couple minutes, it comes out, it's delicious.
I hate you.
Why? Because I've figured out an easy, great way to make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, I can't make one because I got to go back to 1984 when my toaster oven is.
But she looked at me like I was a
you
special kind
toaster
of idiot.
Oven?
No. Does anybody have a toaster oven?
Yeah, mom does.
I've used a toaster oven all the time. I don't know.
Now, I'll tell you what the best... You ever have grilled peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Exactly like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, that
but with
makes
peanut
sense.
Butter and jelly.
Because I always do just
nice,
toast.
Warm, melty peanut
I don't
butter.
Do it as a sandwich. I just do like one slice of toast.
Oh, no. You got to
butter
it up.
Peanut butter
and
jelly.
You got to butter it on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I have that.
I like the melted.
Might have one when I get home. Now we talked about it.
The melted peanut butter is good.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I like it like dripping right off.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Side
lots.
There. Yeah.
She looked at me.
Throw a slice of cheese on.
What now? What did she expect? American?
She expect American. She looked at me like I was some kind of special.
Now the
idiot.
Only it takes longer. Well, she was. Well, she's not wrong there.
She was right to look at you like that.
How can you sit there and say though? I'd rather have a grilled cheese with just American cheese product than a grilled cheese with multiple kinds of delicious cheese.
I'm not saying that she's right about that. The part she's right about is looking at you like you're an idiot. That, wow. That part is right.
That's correct.
But
I say correct, too.
Yeah. Wow. The cheese part, really, yeah, I agree with you there. You can throw whatever cheese you want on it.
Sometimes I'll just have an American cheese one, especially with like tomato soup.
Without grill in it?
No, grilled.
Oh,
but
I have cheese sandwiches without grill in it.
That's madness.
No, that's all right. You know Miracle Whip?
Yeah, with Miracle Whip. Yeah.
Just hold on. Just two pieces of bread.
Miracle Whip
and American cheese.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with
that? A lot of people eat cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, have you?
Delicious.
Come on. You're a vegetarian.
I like it, too, sometimes with a little lettuce.
If
you're putting other stuff on there, okay.
A little crunch there.
No, but you're perfectly fine. Just American cheese.
You know what else is really good? Corn chips.
You've never had a cheese sub, Josh?
All right,
I've had a cheese sub with other stuff on it.
You never had
I've never
chips?
Said, could I just have a
on
submarine
my cheese
roll?
Sandwich?
Yeah.
No,
you make your cheese
that.
Sandwich like normal. You put the corn chips in and crunch it together.
Ooh, I like potato chips.
Hey, Megan will get a cheese submarine all the time.
With no vegetables.
Oh, no.
You know what he calls it? They call that the corny sandwich.
Roach sandwich?
Yeah, that's the corny sandwich. I've never had a corny sandwich.
I'll take a corny.
My wife will take a Tommy Toast.
My wife wants a Tommy Toast, and I'll have a corny, please.
There's all sorts of good stuff you can do.
And we'll take double dues.
When I was single, I used to have SpaghettiOs with hot fries in it. Ooh, that's good.
No, you know what you do with SpaghettiOs and meatballs, though? You got to do the ones with meatballs, too.
You love the meatballs.
Oh, I don't like the ones with meatballs.
Oh, the ones with the meatballs are the best.
They're delish.
Yeah.
No, those meatballs are real funky.
I'll take a cracker, throw some sharp cheddar cheese on that.
Oh, yeah.
And then just pour the SpaghettiOs, right?
I want you guys to know that what you're describing, there's a whole section of the internet that is aimed at poor college students. You're grown ass men.
Yeah.
And you're just,
I can
delicious.
Be their king. I got all kinds of these. I could do this for a lot.
Show us your ways.
Roach
is the prophet of.
In fact, I think that might happen tomorrow night for dinner now. I'm thinking.
You might need it tonight, or otherwise you're going to the two restaurants.
All right. That's going to do it for us.
We're good?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Lord. 43 minutes.
All right. Goodbye, people.
Yep. Bye. See you.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.